Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, the weather's getting warmer, so I, for one, am ready to say goodbye to my jackets and my sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
I'm right there with you, Kate.
And you know what? I actually, I donned double quince the other night. I've got to tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what's so great about quince, because I feel like I have really been able to update my wardrobe like for the long haul without spending a fortune. I wore a gorgeous white tee, like a simple, perfect white cotton t-shirt from Quince, but it was a little chilly out. So I threw on my cashmere hoodie, also from Quince.
Ooh, okay.
Like they have basically given me a lineup of timeless pieces that I feel like keep me looking, I'm going to toot my own horn, effortlessly chic, whether it's winter or summer. They've got premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. You've got washable silk tops, really stunning 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. Like truly, the list goes on and on. And the best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, something that's very important to us. So look, if you're going on a trip, if you just need to update your summer wardrobe, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And we love to do that on mini episodes.
We do.
Where we answer your questions, we receive your comments.
You leave us voicemails. It's all a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And before we get started, listeners, if you would ever like to leave us a voicemail, you can reach us at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Both of those things are true.
We're not lying.
We're going to kick things off with an update.
An exciting update.
A very exciting update.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I'm the listener who called in a couple of weeks ago about trying to have an orgasm. Thank you so, so much for your many ideas and for encouraging me to insist on my own pleasure. I really appreciate that. I had a little vibrator years ago, but it didn't really do the job, so I got a new one after reading many positive reviews about that. Holy shit, those things are awesome. I wish I'd gotten one sooner. And I can now say that I have had an orgasm. I'm really looking forward to using it together with my husband and putting some of your other ideas into play, too, so I can have one during sex with him. Thank you again for being too very funny, wise, feminist places that I love hearing every week.
What an update.
I screamed when I heard that voicemail and then frantically texted Dori in excitement.
I mean,
we're so pumped. We're so happy for you.
We're so happy for you. This is so exciting. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And I think we will be having, there's more sex tips coming in. So if anybody has them, feel free to keep them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're embracing them and excited to share them. So thank you so much for that update, listener. We've got another voicemail.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hold on here.
Hey, Kate and Dori. This is Brenda from Virginia.
I just left the Virginia Forever 35 meetup. The very first one, there were four of us total, three people at Sephora, and then another three people at brunch, and one person sort of, one person left from Sephora, and one person joined at brunch, and it was great, and it was awesome.
Aww.
Question for you ladies. Can you try on the new tubing mascara that you both got on the Sephora sale together on Instagram? Kind of like when you did those masks that one time when you first started the Instagram account. I'd love to see how the tubing mascara works for each of you, and I hope that it's awesome because I really want to try it. Also, I picked up a sample of that illuminating under eye concealer and can't wait to try it out. Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Well, one, can we just say how cool it is that we have listeners in Virginia, in Virginia, and they all met each other?
Yeah, that's really cute.
And they went to a Sephora? I mean. That's so cool.
It's really cute.
It's so neat.
Thank you for telling us that.
Yeah, that made my freaking day to hear that y'all just got together.
Totally.
So I want to say that, yes, I'm going to speak for both Dory and I, but Dory, I think you're on board. Yes, we want to do a live mascara tubing video.
Well, Kate, you know what?
What?
I'm wearing it right now.
I am too, but I'm not wearing the one that we both bought.
Oh, I am. Okay. I'm wearing the Blink.
Talk to me.
I feel like it's making my lashes look sort of spidery.
I have to say, I'm underwhelmed by the Blink tubing.
Like,
mascara.
I feel like it's a little, first of all, on one eye, it was sort of clumpy.
Mm.
And then I also felt like it was just making them sort of like long and scraggly.
And how do you like them to look, like thick and voluminous?
Kind of more on the voluminous side. Length is not my issue. I have long lashes.
Oh.
So, you know.
You're trying to thicken them up.
I'm trying to just make them pop.
Girl, I feel you.
Did I make them pop?
They look good, but I'm actually going to say, do you have any other eye makeup on?
I have a little bit of eyeshadow.
Interesting. I think I prefer your other mascara.
I think I prefer it too.
Now, last night I went to Target under the ruse of buying my child a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course I took a detour to the skincare and beauty aisle and I found the L'Oreal tubing mascara that has been recommended to us by many listeners.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm wearing today. And so far, I like how it looks on my eyes better than the Blink mascara that I got from Sephora. Now, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, but when I've taken off the Blink mascara, it's not coming off. I thought also maybe I'm dumb. I thought like actual tubes were going to be coming off my eyelashes. It's just like little crumbles.
This is my first time wearing it, so I don't know.
I truly like listening to people describe it. It sounded like all these fun little tubes fell all over their face.
Oh.
Instead, it's just been kind of like crumbly mascara. So Blink has underwhelmed me. So far, Dory's not impressed, but we will do a live video and maybe we can take it off and see what we think.
Yeah. I'm also wearing the It Cosmetics concealer today.
How do you like that?
I think I got the wrong shade.
What makes you say
that?
What
do you think?
I think you look dandy.
You do?
Yeah. Do you think it's too dark or too light?
I think it's too light.
I can see. Now that you say that, I can see it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't
feel like I have the thing where I have like the white ring around my eye.
I would have not said that unless you had said it.
I meant to get the medium shade and I somehow ended up with the light.
Let me see what I have here. Maybe we can do a little makeup tutorial
and
test.
And I think I'm going to bring it back. I think this is too light on me.
This Sephora sale's kind of been not the best one for us.
Well, those are just two products.
Oh, okay. Well, you did have quite a haul.
I did have quite a haul. And I actually think I like the way the It Cosmetics concealer goes on. And I think it does a good job concealing, which is its job. But I just think I got the wrong shade.
Okay. Well,
so
I would look forward to hearing how your return goes.
Oh, thank you.
Should we take a little break here?
Yeah, let's take a short break.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast. But I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass. But this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college, so this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words.
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be redefining feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss, or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Kate, I feel like we are like barreling into summer.
It's happening so fast.
It is. And I feel like also with summer just come more social events. There's weddings, there's nights out, it's vacations. I mean, like all the things happening in summer. And what I love is that Honeylove has just the right thing for all those events. Feel comfortable and confident this summer with Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short. The Superpower Short smooth shapes and lifts, giving you a flawless silhouette under any outfit with targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas you need less compression. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. Speaking of working with your bod, the crossover bra, which I'm wearing as we speak.
I wear that thing every day.
I do too. It's my favorite Honeylove piece. Let me just tell you why.
Yeah, get into
it. Okay, do you want to tell me why?
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't even need to wear it to events. I wear it, like, the event is every day of my life.
Yes, that's such a good way of putting it. The bra gives all the support of traditional bras without using any underwires. And just, like, sidebar, I have put on some of my old underwire bras lately and been like, oh, God, like, get this off of me.
No, thank you.
Once you start wearing Honeylove, you're just like, no, not going back.
You see how it could be.
Yes. Also, like, summer sweat under those underwires is like, ugh, the worst. Now you don't have to worry about it. Get the support you need with the comfort you deserve and treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market. Save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
You know, the weather's getting warmer, so I, for one, am ready to say goodbye to my jackets and my sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
I'm right there with you, Kate.
And you know what? I actually I donned double Quince the other night. I've got to tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what's so great about Quince, because I feel like I have really been able to update my wardrobe like for the long haul without spending a fortune, I wore a gorgeous white tee, like a simple, perfect white cotton t-shirt from Quince, but it was a little chilly out. So I threw on my cashmere hoodie, also from Quince.
Okay.
Like they have basically given me a lineup of timeless pieces that I feel like keep me looking, I'm going to toot my own horn, effortlessly chic, whether it's winter or summer. They've got premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. You got washable silk tops, really stunning 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. Like truly, the list goes on and on. And the best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, something that's very important to us. So look, if you're going on a trip, if you just need to update your summer wardrobe, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
So, Kate, this next email.
Yes, Dory.
I love
it too.
I also have to say, I was at the gym today, and when I was in the locker room, a woman who I guess I would identify, I don't know who she is, but I would identify her as an influencer, was on the phone with someone discussing the life of an influencer.
Really?
Yes. She's like, oh, well, yeah, you know, at that hotel, I get 35% off. And
what a life.
She was offering to introduce the person she was on the phone with to her influencer agent. Anyway,
I'm
going to read this email. All right. I am almost 30 and I live in LA, where you frequently meet playboys, actors, narcissists, Instagram models. But what do you do when you actually fall for it? I have always had so much self-respect, but 2 years ago, I met a YouTube star a few years younger than me and we had a little fling. He is the hottest guy I've ever been with and said all the right things. And after a few amazing nights, ghosted me. I literally couldn't get over it, possibly due to my pride, since I've never been played before. It so much consumed me that I blocked him from all communication in order to move on. Now, 2 years later, he's started to resurface, and I find myself obsessing over him again. He's playing the same games with me, and of course, when he does give me attention, it sweeps me off my feet. To my better judgment, I'm totally eating it up. I have a few friends and we have shared stories and his quote lines and actions are the same as what they hear from guys that play them. Is there a Bible all these guys share? How do you free yourself from these people? Send help.
I mean,
look, if you are hooking up with Logan Paul,
God, I
get away from him.
I do want to know who the YouTuber is, just out of pure nosiness.
Sure, I have no idea who they are.
I know. I'm a 40-year-old woman. No clue.
But I am fascinated
by
this. Yes,
we are curious. If you just want to zap the name to us, we won't tell.
Yeah.
So I think when you ask, how do you free yourself from these people, you do what you did before.
Yeah, totally.
You did it. You have the power to free yourself from this person who is only going to do this again. Mm-hmm. So free yourself.
Yeah. You got to block him.
Block.
And you just, I know it's fun and intoxicating to be with a charismatic narcissist.
Especially a hot one,
especially a famous one.
Yes, all of that.
You feel special, but fuck this guy. He is not worthy of you.
Not at all.
And if you open the door a crack, he is going to just slide right into there.
Yeah. Don't let him have any access to you or your I want to say your beauty, but I mean like your inside and out beauty, yeah. Not just your physical beauty.
Look, it's tempting to say, oh yeah, just, you know, go in with it with your eyes wide open and just have like a friends with benefits situation. But you already know you are going to get your heart broken.
Yeah. And you already know this guy is intoxicating.
You already know this guy is intoxicating and a dick.
Be free of this.
So free yourself. I would also say, like, try to get on Tinder, get on Bumble, get on Hinge.
I just heard about Hinge this weekend.
Go on a million dates with other people.
There are quality people to be had in this vapid town.
Yes.
They're here.
They are here.
And you are worthy of them. And they might be a YouTube star. I'm sure there are non-narcissistic YouTube stars out there.
Really?
I hope so. I like some of them.
I doubt it.
Zoella? You know Zoella Dory?
I do. But she's so British. Cute. She's not even in LA. So, All right. Keep us posted.
Keep us posted.
And let us know who it is.
Yeah. And
more
please
importantly.
Email us. But good luck. You're worth way more than this dude. So, and that's, do they all have the same Bible that they share?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's called the douchebag book.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got another email.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So this listener starts with a very nice compliment. Thank you for making this podcast. We appreciate you listening, listener. Here we go. Today, I was waiting in line at the store, flipping through Instagram, and I saw Kate's post commemorating her mom's birthday. It was such a sweet tribute, and I had to quickly blink back tears so I wouldn't be that crazy lady crying at Old Navy. My mom would also have turned 68 this year. She died 8 years ago when I was 28, and she never had the chance to meet my husband or my daughter. My own little girl is 2.5 now, and I want so much for her to know how special her grandmother was. I talk to my daughter about my mom and show her pictures, but it doesn't feel like enough. Kate, I loved the idea of having cake to celebrate your mom's birthday. What other things do you do to share your mother with your daughters? Do you think they feel a connection to this person they've never met?
So, I'm going to give this over to you.
Okay, Kate. Yeah. So I will tell you, one person who I follow who writes about grief is Claire Bidwell Smith. And she has two daughters and now a little baby son. And I follow her on Instagram. I've also read two of her books. And she really talks a lot and makes a point of celebrating her parents' birthdays with her kids. Like they make their cakes and it's kind of like a really fun, special activity. And that's where I got the idea maybe a couple years ago to actually honor my mom's birthday and talk to my daughters about it. Now, my kids are older than yours. Mine are 7 and 5. They also never had a chance to meet my mother. And that was very hard for me, especially when they were little. I would like obsessively like show them pictures and they were babies. But I think the older they get, the more you just comfortably incorporate your mom's presence into your life together and make it a very natural, you know, everyday thing, I think they will feel a connection to her. I talk about my mom a lot now that my kids are older. I share stories. I especially use stories of like when my mom and I would fight or have like a challenging moment, you know, to kind of also like teach my kids that like now we have these feelings with each other. And there are pictures of my mom everywhere. And luckily I have a family who's very open in discussing people who have passed. I think sometimes it can be really hard. But my father and brother and my stepmom, everybody's all open to it. So I think that is the best way to just kind of make it feel comfortable for them, answer questions that they might have, let them know that you're open to answering any questions about your mom. And not, you know, you don't need to force information on them, but I think they'll come to it and be curious about it. The other thing I do is I do something on the day that she died. And sometimes I do stuff like that with my kids, but I have not told them yet. Like last year we went to Disneyland, but I wasn't like, this is my dead mom's death day celebration. Right. But it was just for me, it was like, I just want to be with my family and not, you know, and I think this year I went to the spa by myself. So I think anything you want to do to incorporate your mom's existence into their lives, I think you can make celebrating your mom a tradition in a way that doesn't feel morbid. And even if it is a little morbid, who cares? Life is morbid.
Totally.
Death is a part of life. And I really appreciate you reaching out and thank you for following me on Instagram. And I cry at Old Navy all the time. All the time.
It's a good place to cry. They also have bathrooms.
They do. And they have very big dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of fast fashion you can wipe your tears away with, which I then purchase. So I hope that helps. I can think a little bit more about other like grief people to follow, but I think Claire Bidwell Smith might be a great one for you to just check out. She's wonderful. You know, we have been delving more and more into the topic of our skin as we get older and how we treat it and how we love it. Because look, as I'm learning in my mid-40s, as you get older, you deal with new things when it comes to your skin. Not that they're bad, they're just new. You know what I mean? Like, I am now just discovering creppiness, Dory.
Okay.
Which is visible on my neck and chest. Luckily,
it's a thing.
It's a thing. Luckily, OneSkin, our sponsor today, knows all about things like creppiness. And I'm not overly concerned with aesthetics, but like, I do just want to keep my skin healthy as I age.
Totally.
I love their topical supplements. They really help your skin feel, I don't want to say younger, but just vibrant, refreshed. They combine tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to literally create the world's most effective product to help with skin aging. I am particularly fond of their face topical supplement. It's essentially a moisturizer, but it has their proprietary OS01 peptide to really help with all the parts of our skin that are exposed to environmental damage. You can use it on your face, your hands, your neck. I know here where we live in Los Angeles, our hands, we're driving. That sun is coming at us at all times. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. They really create next level skincare. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and, more importantly, acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OVER50 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OVER50. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Well, Dory, we're going to end on a voicemail.
Great.
Hey, guys. I have a bathroom etiquette question, and I feel like you girls are the only ones who I can ask this to. So, when you go into a stall, like I work in an office building. So, you go into one of the stalls, to the right is a toilet dispenser, to the left is the little box with the little paper bags in there for, like, all your period stuff. But my question is, what's the etiquette with these? Do you use it like trash cans and you throw like your pad, your tampon or whatever in there and leave it for whoever cleans the bathroom to remove? Or are you supposed to put it in those paper bags, roll it up, and bring that out of the stall with you and throw that in the garbage can? Because I feel really weird just leaving it in there. It feels like the cleaning person has to get pretty darn close to all my business, and that seems unnecessary. But I've seen it used like a trash can often. So, girls, what's the deal with this? Can you share some etiquette with me? I don't know what to do. Thanks.
I always thought those were there to dispose of your tampons and pads.
Yes, I believe, listener, it is a trash can.
Yeah.
And I love that you called with this question, because
there are so many things in the world that like you just, no one ever tells us what those are.
Totally.
You just kind of have to assume and move on your way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that you can wrap up your sanitary products in some toilet paper and throw them in there, and they are like a trash can. Mm-hmm. And that whoever is cleaning the bathroom will remove that bag from the depository, whatever you call those tiny weird period trash cans, and throw them away.
Yeah.
And I think you can just leave it at that. I have never seen anyone come out of the stall with like one of the bags.
Me neither.
I don't think that's what it's for.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
But I have seen in some bathrooms like a stack of little bags that I guess are where you're supposed to. You've seen that, right?
Well, you can put the stuff in the little bag and then put it in the little trash can in the stall.
Right, right. But if there are no little bags available, just
toss it in.
Toilet paper, yeah. Toss it in.
Yeah.
I did think this was when the voicemail first started. I thought it was going to be about pooping at work.
Mm.
One of my favorite topics.
Another really good topic.
Somebody call us with a pooping at work question.
I feel like we've discussed pooping at work.
We have?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have.
It never gets old.
No, it really doesn't. Yeah, because I think we encourage someone to poop at work. And we did, because I was like, men love to poop at work because they think they're getting paid to poop.
And meanwhile, I would go to like other floors.
Right.
Because why? Who knows? Weird anxiety.
No, I get it. All right. Well, on that note.
Why did I go there? Thank you so much, everybody, for writing and calling in. We love answering your questions and hearing from you. Yeah, so keep it up.
Do it more. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.